The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pictures of Jessica Lynch, topless pictures of Jessica Lynch without clothes on. Naked pictures of a decorated war veteran. Mr. Bonafide, I know you're a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. You're also a member of the American Legion. You're a veteran yourself of combat in Korea. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. I was.
Where was that?
That was with the United States Navy.
And I mean, you were finding fault with these naked pictures of this Army specialist, right?
Well, Mr. Hendry, without question, I think looking at pictures of a veteran that are pornographic or sexual or suggestive in nature, you might as well spit on every grave in Arlington National Cemetery and on Normandy Beach. These alleged photos of this young Army specialist, as you said, Jessica Lynch, in which he is supposed to have been photographed in the nude, are an insult to her and an insult to the United States Army, and are surely a belittlement of the heroic service of thousands and thousands who've died in battle to protect our country.
You yourself, sir, are a veteran of the, you mentioned, of the United States Navy in Korea, correct?
Yes, sir. I was with the U.S. Navy as the Marines were pulled out of Chosin Reservoir, and I saw the heroics of the Naval and Marine Corps personnel getting those guys off the coast. I saw a counterattack against the Chinese forces. And I pick up the newspaper today, and in the news there may be pictures of this young woman where she is nude. I don't know, and I don't care who took them. But anyone who would show interest in seeing those pictures, and I said this to my wife this morning, if you show interest in seeing the pictures of a nude combat veteran of Iraq, you might as well urinate on the graves of the men and women at Anzio Beach and Pearl Harbor. I can tell you this is the way not only I feel about it, but other veterans do too.
You think other veterans feel this way? Now let's remember, this may be some kind of a revenge thing.
I'm not talking, you know, boy, men will be men, and if they took a picture of her while she's running around with her brassiere, you know, off, and this is what happened, it's a lot of, you know, they're having fun, I don't know. We have an Armenian grocer who lives down the street from us, this gentleman by the name of Megadichin. He owns Sierra Liquor down here in Alhambra, and I went in there last night when the news broke, and I told him, with all due respect, that if I see any newspaper or magazine in his store with photos of this young lady Lynch in them where she is nude, I so help me, our Savior Jesus Christ, I will burn his store to the ground. And he said it.
No, you didn't.
Hold on. And he said I was making a terrorist threat, and I told him he could go straight to hell. And I mean it.
All right. You are threatening people, correct? If they look at Jessica Lynch, if they look at her pictures, you're saying they're spitting and urinating on the graves of our combat veterans.
Without question, sir.
All right, I want to give a number out. 1-800-449-8686. You may be right.
No, it's not maybe right. I am right. And I will.
Yeah, but you're going one step further, aren't you? You're threatening to take away the magazines and periodicals of people who are holding on to any newspaper or periodical in which her picture appears.
Without question, yes.
Tell me about that.
I am saying that, and I'm all, other veterans feel this way, that I feel as a combat veteran, if I see anybody, and I mean anybody, reading a magazine or newspaper with pictures of this Army veteran nude in them, I will take that periodical away from them. And the compulsion in this country is to get you sexual kicks. Well, it will not encompass a combat veteran of this country.
So you are threatening to take, you threaten to burn a man's store down and to take away any newspaper or magazine with nude pictures of Jessica Lynch?
Yes, I will, yes. I'll tell you what gives me the right, Mr. Hendry, if that's, you know, the question you're wondering.
Well, I mean, how can you, in all seriousness, sir, and with all due honor to your service to our country, you know, you're a little advanced in years. And
oh, you see, so in other words, because I'm old, I can't. Oh boy, I wish you were here in front of me right now. Are you trying to tell me you could? You think that you're a...
Sir, I would never engage you in physical combat. No.
You know something, son? How old are you? Seriously.
This is not about me. I don't want to get in a fight with you. I have no doubt you could probably kick my ass, okay?
You're right about that.
All right, fine. I'm just saying, what gives you the right to walk up, the ultimate right to take reading material away from someone who, just because it has nude pictures of a veteran?
Look, I'll tell you what gives me the right. If you buy a magazine or newspaper with the intention at looking at pictures of this Army specialist, Jessica Lynch, nude, when your eyes first see her naked flesh, by my Savior Jesus Christ and the legion of demons that he does battle with, you're a coward and a traitor. A coward and a traitor, and cowards and traitors are all the same in my book. They're garbage to be pitchforked into a bonfire.
All right, you sure you're not going a little bit over the top on this thing?
Oh, I get it, okay. No, that's right.
No, seriously, are you...
No, I get it. I'm a crazy old man, right?
Well, I mean, you want to walk up to people, and you want to take away pictures of Jessica Lynch because she happens to be naked in these pictures, and you're going to burn a Armenian guy's store down, and you see what I'm saying?
Well, you can say what you want, pal, and you can think I'm crazy, but you're a traitor.
Why does it make me a traitor to look at nude pictures of Jessica Lynch?
Because she is a combat vet. Look, I don't have to answer your question. You know what? If you were never in combat, you don't get it. What you have to do is...
Oh, I see. If I was never in combat...
No, you don't. You don't get it. What you got to do, all you people, you know who you are.
You people.
Yeah, you people. All you people.
Sir, if you were to talk in a condescending manner, I don't know that I appreciate...
But, Mr. Henry, you people that have never been in combat, just keep your mouth shut and do what a veteran asks you to do. We've seen the face of death. We've felt the breath of death on our necks. I don't need to explain to some civilian who's never been belly to belly with death what I'm talking about. You just keep those filthy pictures out of your hands. You want to sit there and play with yourself? Is that what you want to do?
Sir.
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm talking about the millions of American people who want to play with themselves looking at it. If you look at the naked pictures, I don't even think you ought to be a citizen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. This guy called in pretty, the word is exercised, that the naked pictures of Jessica Lynch that have been apparently circulating or will be circulated, anybody that looks at them is urinating on the graves of all of our combat veterans. It's disgracing veterans, and he also goes on to say that that he's going to take them away from you, and he's going to burn down the store of some Armenian grocer. Holy God! Does the word crazy old man... All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And what I was saying then, what I meant...
All right, we're back on the air, Lloyd, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. With me is Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran. You called upset with the proposed photographing of pictures of Jessica Lynch in the nude.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I understand your feeling. We've got people calling in to feel the same. We're going to talk with some of them about the fact that why would one disrespect an American soldier like this, a young lady who heroically served her country?
Well, when you say heroically, she drove a truck, but she was...
But the woman was injured. The soldier was injured in an...
Yes, she was, and she has a Purple Heart, but... I don't want to go too far overboard with what she did, but the fact is...
Well, I mean, she spent time in a hospital over there.
Look, Mr. Henry, I'm a combat veteran. Don't tell me how it is, okay? Jesus, if I had a nickel for every bar room that I've sat in over the years and sat down to have a glass of suds, and sitting down next to me is some Yahoo in a pair of jeans and a cowboy hat, and he wants to know all about what it's like to be sitting in the crap over there, and he wants to tell me what it's,
Can we, let's stick to the point, though, okay?
Yes.
All right, the fact that you are upset, I understand. You want to burn a man's store down?
No, wait, I said to the Armenian...
Well, when you said the Armenian, is this guy an immigrant?
Yeah, he owns Sierra Liquor over here in Alhambra, and I go there for a package of cigarettes, or I get a bottle. We get a bottle wild grouse, and he said to me, "Well, I'll get those pictures and I'll put them in the newspaper rack out front of the store." I said, "If you do, I'll burn this god." And I used some language that wasn't very fitting, but I told him, "By my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Father at whose right hand he sits, I'll torch this dump of his."
All right. Let me just go to the phones. 1-800-449-8686. Here's a man who agrees with you. His name is Mike. He's a U.S. Army Sergeant, Mike?
Yeah, U.S. Army Sergeant.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. You're on with Lloyd Bonafide.
God bless you. God bless you, son.
Go ahead.
Yes, I was saying God bless you, son, to you and your service to our country.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I agree with you 100%. I think it's very disgraceful that anybody should show any pictures, and I applaud you, sir.
Thank you very much.
What do you think about him? What do you think about him burning someone's store to the ground?
Hey, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
See?
So you, as a U.S. Army sergeant, you believe in the violation of civil law like that?
No, I don't.
I mean, you.
I can't say I agree with it, but if. If it takes threats to not show her picture, then...
And for those of us who served in the military and some civilian who just got here on a banana boat about 2 weeks ago, and he's going to tell me what... Oh, man, I told this guy, you and every one of those... And, he's got a wife with a mustache, and...
All right, look.
I said, I'll burn... You won't be able to afford enough Nair... To wax one of her legs, let alone the daily shaving it takes.
All right. Well, Mike, do you agree with all of that?
I do agree with it, 100%.
All right,
I applaud you, sir.
And, sir, where are you in service to our country? Are you in a military?
I am in the Army. Army Reserves got activated.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Homeland Security.
Have you been over to see any of the crap? Are you still here?
Not yet. I'm still here. I'm waiting.
I hear it's pretty hot over there.
Yeah, it's hot. Is it hot over there? Okay, Mike.
Well, listen to you. You're a civilian. You wouldn't know it.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike. Forget about what I did or who I am, please. Here is Henry. Henry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Very good, sir.
I disagree with the gentleman. I don't think for anything... Whether the man is Armenian, whatever, you should talk about burning his store down if someone publishes photos of Jessica. Now, what Jessica did before she got called to the military, or even while she was in the military, 18, 19 years old, hanging around doing crazy things as we all did as kids. Now, if she got called to duty, whether she drove a truck, whether she passed out forks in the mess hall, or whether she carried an M16 on the front line, she's still serving her country where her country asked her to be.
Right, I noticed that, Henry.
The president,
yeah,
our chief of staff, if he asked her to go over there, whatever her duty was,
yes, sir.
If she did that.
Well, now, Henry, this is Phil Henry. I noticed that, Lloyd, when you said that, she drove a truck, so it's no big thing.
Well, come on. I mean, so in other words, she turns the ignition on and drives the wrong way down a one-way street, and I'm supposed to call her a hero?
God.
She's still serving her country.
Well, you're right.
I'm a 10-year veteran.
Yes, sir.
I'm a 10-year veteran in the military. I spent 2 years as a paramedic in Vietnam, hanging upside down in helicopters, going out in the front line, 7 days in the bush, 7 days out of the bush. So I know what that's like.
Yes, sir.
But still, whatever her job is, what about the guys who put on Band-Aids back at the hospital? It doesn't matter what their job was. If they were in the military, if they were in a combat zone, they are still combat.
Well, now, what are you doing hanging upside down in a helicopter?
Because if that's what I'm called to do, to help my guys get down because our landing lights get shot out, somebody's got to hold the flashlight. That's me.
Well, I was just joking around.
There's nothing to joke around about that.
Listen to this. Yeah. Now, when I did that, I wasn't thinking, I want to be a hero. Let me hang upside down on a helicopter. No, it needed to be done. Somebody had to do it. I ended up wanting to do it, so I did it.
I
want to come back later and say, if it wasn't meant for Henry, we wouldn't have been able to find our way down and landed in a safe area.
Well,
so
Henry,
say that, but I didn't do that for that reason.
I say God bless you and everything you did for our nation. And don't you think, Henry, just between you and me, we're a couple of Americans. Some Armenian just off the banana boat.
The Henry already expressed himself.
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you.
You sound prejudiced. That's because he's off the banana boat or whatever boat. He came off the airplane, Eastern, Delta, whatever it is. That still gives you no right to burn this man's store down because he's trying to make American living by selling stuff the legal way.
Well, but you see, Henry...
Henry already...
You're a civilian, Mr. Henry. You've got no combat experience.
You 2 years in Vietnam? What do you mean, no combat?
No.
Hold on.
My name is Phil Hendry, Henry, so he may be... You may think he's talking to you. He's talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm Phil Hendry.
So I got my DD-214, and everything tells you I was there.
DD-2, what is that? Is that aerosol or something? I'm kidding around.
But I think you're wrong for saying that, because it doesn't matter what her job was in the combat zone. If she's in the combat zone...
Look, Henry...
Henry going to say, no, I'm not going to go?
Henry, wouldn't
you
love
that? She got sent over there, her unit got sent there, then she did what she was asked to do.
What's wrong with me? Filling a can of gasoline and just throwing it through that Armenian's front window late some...
Come on!
Well, I think you're wrong, see, because now you're on the verge of being prejudiced, because you keep saying Armenian. It doesn't matter what his nationality is.
Well, I'll tell you why I say it, because you go into the guy's store, and he's got the Sunday New LA Times, which I always love to read, and I get my famous
grouch.
But guess what? He also has some of those stuffed grape leaves and this kind of nonsense. And
he's patronizing the store. It doesn't matter what it is.
I said to this guy, hey, William, what are you trying to prove here, huh? Why don't you get some American Fig Newtons and this kind of nonsense? And he's got all this olive oil.
Will you stop already with the Armenian store owner?
Now, if someone disagreed with you about anything and said, okay, I'm going to come over there and burn over your house, you'd be dialing 911 from now to your fingers.
Let me ask you something, Henry. In all honesty, don't you think that if someone gets their kicks looking at a combat veteran in a pornographic photograph, they might as well be squatting backwards on a Japanese fighter pilot's lap and bombing Pearl Harbor.
She was young, and she's doing crazy things no different than me or you did when you were young.
What if you had to congratulate?
So now that she's in the military, she's done something.
Let me ask you a question.
She got in that hospital, she got rescued. So now that she's out, now if she'd gone over there and done all this, and then they say, she's a hero, whatever, then she went and did some crazy
things. Well, Henry,
trying to make money off of her.
You talk too damn much.
So famous, that would be something different.
All right, Henry, thank you for your call.
I wanted to make a point with the gentleman, but he's such a blabbermouth.
He's not a... Thank you very much, Henry.
Everybody's wrong but you.
Well, you know, you run off at the mouth too much, my friend.
The gentleman had a chance.
You need to go search yourself.
Blah, blah, blah.
You got God and Jesus, and at the same time, you're cussing this guy and talking about burning his store down.
Oh, come on. What if you won the Congressional Medal of Honor and then they took a picture of you squatting in the bush and taking a dump and published it in the National Enquirer? You think that'd be okay?
I know. Everybody's wrong but you.
That's right. You got
I fought 2 years in Vietnam, 10 years in Vietnam.
Here we go again with you in Vietnam.
The same country that you say you fought for.
I fought for the United States of America. I forget the war now. You've been talking so long, I forget where I was.
Well, if you recall, you were on the radio before I got there.
You were talking longer than me. Didn't you call in before I called in?
No, I did not.
You were making cracks about an Armenian.
You are wrong.